Election night ended with some upsets in local races. Tess Goodwin explains how new leadership might affect the fight against COVID-19.
On Tuesday night, Ryan Davidson, a Republican from Garden City, upset Democrat incumbent Diana Lacciando in the race for Ada County's first district commissioner. Lacciando is on the Central District Health Board, but now she could be replaced because county commissioners choose board members.
Unfortunately, when someone like Diana does not get reelected, this just reinforces to leaders that it's not about doing the right thing.
That's Dr. David Pate, a member of Idaho's coronavirus task force. He told Idaho Matters that Lacciando has worked to protect people from the virus by supporting things like mask mandates. Pate says Lacciando's loss could mean negative implications for supporting COVID-19 safety measures.
Right now, it would sure be nice to reward legislators for doing the right thing, and unfortunately, that didn't happen in this case.
The defeat comes as COVID-19 cases continue to surge across Idaho. The state's current positivity rate is sitting at 14%. Anything over 10%, Pate says, should be a cause for alarm. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.